Hi, I'm Ute Kallenberger, and this is a pilot podcast produced by the European Data Protection Supervisor, the EU's independent data protection authority. Today's podcast is entitled Being a Data Protection Officer in the Public Sector, the EU Side of Things. We would like to discuss what it means to be a data protection officer in the public sector in times of exciting developments in data protection. The General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, became fully applicable on the 25th of May 2018. It provides a strong and a coherent data protection framework throughout the European Union. At the same time, the rules applicable to EU institutions are laid down in a separate regulation. And this regulation has also been revised to adapt it to the principles and rules laid down in the GDPR. These new rules for EU institutions have been enforced since December last year. One of the cornerstones of this new regulation is the principle of accountability. EU institutions that process, so collect, store, or transmit personal data are accountable for what they do, why they do it, and the way they do it. This means that they need to make sure that they do not only comply with data protection laws, but that they can demonstrate this compliance. So what does it mean to be a data protection officer in the public sector? To help us navigate through the topic, we have asked Ms. Barbara Egel for her input. She is the DPO of the European Central Bank. Barbara has been their DPO since June 2015. She's a lawyer and an economist and has been a central banker for all her professional life, having worked in almost all areas relevant for a central bank, like, for example, foreign exchange trading or payment systems. Welcome, Barbara. Barbara, when thinking of the European Central Bank, the first thing that comes to mind is big money, not necessarily big data. In which context does the ECB process personal data?
The ECB processes personal data like any other EU institution as regards its human resources management, as regards its interactions with the general public, whenever the general public visits us, in context of its communication activities via its website, and different from other EU institutions in the context of banking supervision, where the ECB is responsible for example, authorization of top management of supervised banks, which implies processing personal data of bank managers as well.
The regulation provides the obligation for each EU institution to designate a DPO. The DPO's role is fundamental in ensuring the respective data protection principles within EU institutions. The DPO thus plays a fundamental role in ensuring respective data protection requirements within their particular organisation. And according to the EDPS, the EU institutions have a great advantage over the public authorities and bodies, as well as any private entities which must now appoint a DPO under the GDPR. Indeed, whilst having a DPO has merely been considered good practice for national entities prior to the GDPR, it has been a legal requirement for all EU institutions, regardless of their size or core activities, for over 15 years. Barbara, could you please describe a typical working day as the DPO in the ECB? What do you do exactly and whom do you meet?
My working day starts early because it's usually very, very full. It is full of requests for advice. I'm usually asked if processing activities can be conducted as planned by business areas. Those come in by email, by telephone, and I spend a lot of time in meetings because I believe that it's often better to talk to people face to face and find out what their concerns are, what their problems are, in order to find a data protection compliance solution.
Data protection has been a hot topic as of late. People have been inundated by privacy statements and requests for consent in the wake of the GDPR in May last year. And for the EU bubble, the new rules have been applying as of December. Has the fact that data protection got a lot of attention lately made your job as a DPO easier or more difficult?
I would say it's made it both easier and more difficult. Because easier since there is more awareness, there is more readiness to talk about privacy, to take privacy into account, to design processing operations in line with data protection legislation. And more difficult because the world is getting more complicated and more creative processing operations are now on the table that I have to deal with and find a solution for.
Now, one of the highlights of the GDPR and also of the new regulation applicable to EU institutions is the principle of data protection by design, meaning that the right to data protection needs to be taken into account early on when developing and when designing processing operations. How does the ECB implement this principle, Barbara?
Well, the ECB implements this principle by raising awareness. I have done awareness campaigns where I spoke to all business areas, making them aware of what needs to be considered when designing processing operations. As a consequence, I am already involved as a rule when the procurement for a new solution is started. That allows me to bring data protection considerations into the process even before a provider is selected, and to shape already at the very earliest stage a processing operation.
When thinking of being a DPO in an EU institution, what do you, Barbara, think are the three most important elements to be successful?
Only three? I have a long list, Ute, but I'll try to limit myself.
Give it to me.
Well, I would say it is very important to know the institution and its processing operations, to have a network of people that you can turn to for finding out a bit more. The second one, I would say, is having a positive and open attitude and a pragmatic approach to the issues that are brought before you. You cannot always say no, and you cannot always say yes. What you should say is, not like this, but maybe in another manner, so that business areas feel they can approach you and they will have a solution that is both working for them and data protection compliant. Mm-hmm. And the third one is, of course, as you would expect, you need to know your legal framework and you need to know your case law. Otherwise, you're not credible.
Looking back on the past years in duty, Baba, could you share any lessons learned as to what a DPO should do? Or maybe also as to what a DPO should not be doing?
The last years were very interesting. It started with the annulment of Safe Harbor. Then came the GDPR. Now we have the regulation for EU institutions. It's certainly not been boring. I wouldn't formulate it as do's and don'ts. I would combine that. I would say the first one is, don't be afraid. Stand up for privacy. Business areas, management may try to frighten you into doing things that you don't feel comfortable with. Don't be frightened. Stand up. They will be ultimately grateful for you because you have saved them embarrassing moments by making sure they are compliant. The second one that I would say is, don't be afraid of your regulator. Talk to them. They have very good ideas. I've had excellent contacts with the European Data Protection Supervisor. And after every phone call or meeting, I came away with good ideas. And the last strong advice I would give everybody is, document everything you do. Document every advice. Have your DPIAs in place. Be traceable. Be auditable. And have your records in order.
During your time as a DPO, the ECB was the first EU institution to conduct a data protection impact assessment. Would you like to share your experience with that one, please?
Well, when I was faced with the request from the EDPS to provide a DPIA, my first reaction was to be shocked. I had no clue what that was. And then I very quickly wisened up and I found out that there is lots of templates around. And in the wake of the GDPR and our regulation, there's even more templates around, and they're very, very long and very complicated. And I also found that there isn't that many institutions that have actually done a DPIA, because there's a big difference between designing a template and actually doing the action. It requires creativity, because going beyond the description and the assessment of proportionality of a processing operation, you also have to try to imagine the risks. And that has required a lot of brainstorming with my team, and we came up with a quite long lists of risks. And then the next step being, you have to find the safeguards and the mitigation measures. So I would say doing a DPIA is not rocket science, but it is a challenge.
On behalf of everybody feeling passionate about data protection, thank you very much, Barbara, for sharing these insights into what you do as DPO at the ECB. And this concludes today's podcast on being a data protection officer in the public sector, the EU side of things.